Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. And if you'd like to reach out to me, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. Or you can find me on the web, and I make all this as simple as I can, 1160mortgage.com, or email me at dan.frio, F-R-I-O, at gmail.com. And I want to thank everybody that's kind of contacting me. I have people asking for the realtors that are on the show and a whole bunch of the other content that we have. Today, what we're going to go over is first-time home buying. And I know we did another show about this, but there's a lot of questions in this part. So even if you're a home buyer and you've bought homes in the past, the mortgage world has changed. And, you know, after the crash, a lot of legislation went through, a lot of the guidelines changed. So basically what I want to do today is I want to go through each kind of component of the mortgage part. And then another show we're going to do here, I'll try to run them back-to-back shows, and especially on the podcast and everything that I have, is going to be the steps to buying a house. So today what we're going to talk about is the mortgage piece of this puzzle. So the biggest pieces of the mortgage process, there's three components. There's credit, there's income, and then there's the down payment. If and how much do you need for the down payment? So let's section these off into three different segments. Okay. So the first and probably I'll say all three of these are just as important, except for the down payment part, because there are programs out there to help you with that piece of the puzzle. However, the credit part, if you're 1 point below certain qualifications, you can't get a mortgage, period. For example, if you're looking for a conventional loan, and I'll explain conventional, what that means, but if you have a 619 credit score, no loan, period. You do not qualify. You need a 620 minimum credit score. So again, if your down payment is a little short, we might be able to fill in the gaps with seller credits and things like that. But if your credit score is 1 point off, you might not get a loan. So what are we going to do about that? So let's dive into the credit section and a website that we have to help you in this area. But I want to talk about the different programs and the different credit scores needed. Okay. So let's start with the lowest credit scores you can go with. So if you're out there and you're struggling with your credit score, because for some reason you might have had credit in the past that was bad when we hit the credit recession, you might have had a foreclosure, a bankruptcy, short sales, deed in lieu, all these things could have impacted your credit. And then at that point, what happens a lot of times are people get so gun shy, I'll say, that they really don't go out there and get credit. And that's probably bad English, but they don't reestablish much more credit because of what happened in the past. So there is, let's diagnose some credit scores, some free credit systems that people use. Most people do use what those entail. And then your real credit scores and kind of, you know, explore those avenues. So let's go with the lowest credit scores available to get a mortgage. All right. Those go or fall in the category of an FHA loan. Now, don't cringe, especially realtors out there, if you're looking to sell your home. Just because someone is taking or going with an FHA loan, or if you applied for a mortgage and I come back to you and say, you know what, the only program you qualify for is an FHA loan, don't take offense to it. There's multiple reasons why we might go down that avenue. But let's go back to the credit score section. Credit scores on an FHA loan go down to as low as 500. Yes, 500. However, you have to have something there that shows that you can pay. So because you have it, you might have, you know, been denied of a loan or a car loan or a credit card or even a mortgage because you had a 550 credit score and you're like, Dan, I got a 500 credit score. I can get a loan now. Maybe not. You have to have patterns of paying people. So if your credit report is, you know, 3 or 4 pages of collections and charge-offs, you're going to need to clean that up. So you need, you know, you do need some credit history, some credit patterns of paying. So let's go back to it. FHA will go down to a 500 credit score. However, it only goes 90% what we call loan to value. So 90% of the house's value can get lent to you. So if it's $100,000, you're trying to buy a home for $100,000, you get a 90% loan. There's a 10% variance there. 90%, well, 100% is the $100,000, 90%. So now you need 10% down. So in that situation, if you have a 500 credit score, you would need $10,000 down. So that's the 10%. So now we move up the food chain, and now you can go, if you have a 580 credit score, now you can qualify for the FHA 3.5% down. Okay, so now 580 and above, you can go with the normal FHA programs with 3.5% of a down payment. So let's scooch over to VA loans. VA loans, I have programs that go down to a 550 credit score. Mark that down if you're a vet, 550. Again, you have to have some substance there to, you know, to show that you pay things. So nobody's going to want, no lender is going to want to give you $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 if you never pay anybody back. Think about it. You know, if you lent somebody, or a friend or family member that, you know, they're always kind of mooching some money and they never pay you back, you're probably not going to lend them $100,000, let alone $5. So getting back to the VA. VA is 100% financing. You do not need a down payment. You can even refinance your home. Let's say you're kind of buried in some debt. You can refinance your home at 100% financing to do whatever you want. You can pull out cash. You can pay off bills, whatever you see fit. Let's go with the USDA, because there is the radio show does reach areas that are USDA eligible. Those can go down as well to a 550 credit score. That also is 100% financing. So the best advice I can give you there, if you're looking for a home and you're in a rural area, I would suggest, call me, please, and I'll help walk you through this process. But if you want just to do some research on your own, just look up USDA mortgages. It'll take you to a site. You can actually plug in the address that you're interested in, and it'll tell you if that property is USDA eligible. Okay, so that's the best advice I can give you there. All right, let's move on to conventional financing. Those are the loans that, you know, your mom, dad, if you're an older person, this is just the primary mortgage. You get it any bank. It used to be that you needed 20% down. Now there's programs with all the way down to a 3% down payment. Phenomenal programs. Most people don't know that. You can get 3% down payments with a conventional loan. Not 5, not 10, not 15, not 20. 3% down. Now, to qualify for that mortgage, like I said before, you need a 620 credit score. It cannot be 619. Automatically turned down. So that's really difficult. So now let's explore, how are we getting these scores? Where do we find them? What do we do if we're a couple points off? You have good credit, but, you know, there's reasons why we need to pick up 5, 10, 15 points. Is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. So there's a website out there. It's a sponsor of the show. I actually created it. So I hate to say it that way, but I created this because of this dilemma that a lot of my clients have, or potential clients, that they don't have the credit score needed to get into these programs. And they're pretty close. Most of the time when I talk to somebody, the first thing they tell me is, Dan, my credit score is X. Okay. How did you get that credit score? Well, Discover Card gave it to me, or I use Credit Karma or one of those systems. Okay, great. At least you kind of know somewhat of a credit score. If you came back to me and said, you know, Dan, I went on to Credit Karma and my credit score is a 310, I'd be like, oh boy, we have some major work to do. But if you come back to me and said, you know, my Discover card or one of those credit cards that have, you know, pretty good scoring systems show me, or even Credit Karma comes back and says, you have a 710 or a 695 or even an 800. We're on the right track. We're going down the right road. But now we have to gear in to say, what credit score are you using? How did you access it? What's the validity behind that credit score? And now where do we take it from there? So the website that I want you to write down or try to think about, and just this, I try to make it as common sense as you can, because a lot of people are driving. A lot of people are emailing me saying, you know, I missed this section of the show. Where can I find it? It's on the website, 1160mortgage.com. It's under YouTubes and podcasts. But I made it pretty simple to find this website. It's called Credit Scores and More. So you want your credit scores, you know, and you want some more of details, information, creditscoresandmore.com. We're going to dig into this in more depth as soon as we come back. So we're going to take a 2-minute break. But again, if I could be of any help, please give me a call. In 99% of the times, you're going to get me personally. If not, just ask the gentleman to put you on hold and put you through to me. The phone number is 630-338-1160. Don't forget to check me out on the web, please, at 1160mortgage.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. So the first section of the show, or the first portion, we went through analyzing credit, where you know, things like that. The pieces of this puzzle, when you're getting a mortgage, there's three big components: credit, income, and your down payment. So we went through the credit section. And if you want to get your credit kind of in... I don't want to say this. If we want to start diving down the credit issue, there's three different components or three different ways people get their credit. They get it from like a free system, which is, they're good. They kind of give you some guidance on what your credit scores are. But however, no lenders use that credit score. The next thing is going to the bureaus directly. So everybody... The government came back and said you're entitled to a free credit report every year from each bureau. That's good as well. It's free. Get it. The data in there is going to be kind of hit or miss. The next thing is if you go to the website. So I'm going to guide you into this website and what you're going to look at. And I want you to look at basically two pieces of this puzzle. I want you to look at go to creditscoresandmore.com. And again, we're drilling down the credit issue, because most people, the reason they can't buy a home are these three things. The credit isn't there where it needs to be. Again, we spoke earlier, if you have a 619 credit score for conventional loans, you're not getting a loan. If you have a 579 credit score for an FHA loan and only have the 3.5% down payment, you're not getting it. That one point can hinder you. Can kind of make or break this whole deal. Income, there's really nothing we can do there. And I'm going to dive into that right after this segment and kind of go over what income can be used, how's it calculated. So let's go back. If you go to creditscoresandmore.com, I would like everybody to do this. Do step one. It's a free system. There's no catches behind it. It's going to say right in there, step one, get your free report. You're going to register. And it'll take you maybe 2 minutes. What's going to happen is a score is going to pop up. That is what they call a Vantage score. It's not your real credit score that lenders use, but it's a good tool. Okay, in this system, you can really dig down. What I have a lot of times, I'll have clients create this site or create their account. Then they'll call me. They'll give me their data. We'll log in together. and we'll dissect the whole thing. And I'll show you each component of it, what to look for, you know, red flags to look for. It also gives you ideas, guidance, options for credit cards, variations of credit cards. It gives you credit theft insurance for free. All this stuff is free. You don't need to add in the premium account. You don't need to do it. Don't spend any money there. Okay. So that's the first system. And it's called, you're going to get a score, and it's called a Vantage Score. I'm not going to dwell on that part of it. So it's a good system. I would ask everybody to do that. It'll give you monitoring and a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, if you really, really want your credit score, I want you to do step two. It's going to cost you $40 or $50. Please go through the site because it'll give you a 20% discount if you do that. But it's step two. The system you're going to use is going to actually pull up. You want all three credit reports. So when you're on there, you can click one, but that doesn't give us the full story behind everything. I want you to click all three bureaus. Order it. Now, what you're getting with this, you're getting all your credit scores from all of the creditors, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. If you listen to my show and you listen to some of my YouTube videos, which I highly suggest you do, just look up Dan Freo on YouTube. I have over 200 videos. You're going to find out that there's over probably close to 30 or more credit scores. So when you tell me, or when you call in and you're trying to look for a mortgage or all the options that you have, I'm going to ask, what's your credit score? You're going to tell me it's a 650. I'm going to then ask, saying, where did you get it? Is it, which one is it? Is it TransUnion, TransUnion Series 4, TransUnion Series 8, TransUnion Series 9? Is it your TransUnion Series 4 mortgage, TransUnion Series 4 auto, TransUnion Series 8 credit card? You have no idea. I know it just confused the heck out of you. But there's a whole slew of TransUnion scores. What it's going to give you, it's going to say TransUnion Series 4 mortgage score is X. Your TransUnion Series 8 mortgage score is X. That's your mortgage score. It could be completely different, in which it will be most likely, than your credit score Series 4 auto score. I don't care about your auto score. I really don't. If you're applying for a mortgage with me, we need your mortgage scores. So then if you call in after you do all this homework, this is a good way also to compare different quotes from different mortgage companies. Now you know what your credit score is. That's one of the biggest components of, you know, what program you fit into, what your mortgage rate is, and what your fees are. So now when you're comparing offers, you know what you got. You don't have to have all these people pulling your credit, now hitting your credit scores and dropping those. Now you know your credit scores. So it's $40, $45, something like that. It is money well spent. Also, if you'd like as well on this, once you create an account, it can be confusing. Call me, 630-338-1160. Give me your username and password while we're on the phone. We're going to dig into every piece of this, and I'm going to show you what to look at, your utilization rates, your past payments, your this, that. It'll also give you, you can click and find options. If you did this, what would happen? Such as, you have a 615 credit score. We need to get you to 620. What can we do to get you there? It has these simulators. We're going to plug it in and say, we need to add 5 points, 10 points. What do we need to do? How can we do this to get those points? It'll tell you. It'll show you on there. Once we're done on the phone, I always highly suggest change your username, password, whatever you got to change. In that system, I can't get credit. I can't apply for credit, get into your bank accounts or anything. But please, for safety reasons, you know, once we do that, go in and change your password at least, so we can we can take care of that. Okay. So that's the credit piece of things. That's creditscoresandmore.com. Go do step one, do step two. Now you've done your due diligence into that part of the mortgage process. Let's go into income. This is going to be pretty quick. Your income is what your income is. There's nothing we can change there, but we can dissect it. Okay. There's variations of different income. You could be a W-2 person, meaning you get a pay stub and they take out taxes and all the stuff in there, and you get a gross income, all the deductions, and a net income. So that's that part of it. What's used to qualify for a mortgage is your gross income. Okay, so that's that part of it. There is what's called 1099. You might be paid commissions, sales. Probably a good piece of this would be maybe a truck driver. You get paid per load, and you just get, you know, every load you do, you get $250. That might be low, high, I don't know. So you did four loads today, you get a $1,000 check. You have to take care of paying the taxes and paying the state taxes, federal taxes, all the withdrawals on your tax returns, and you file a different part of your tax return to do that piece of it. That's what's called a 1099. So you get all this money, you then get to write off all these things, and then you have a net income. Okay, that's one other thing. Bank statements. We have programs that only require bank statements. We add up your deposits, divide it by 12, and that's your income. So there's a whole slew of different income options. Do you get Social Security? Do you get a pension? Do you get child support? All these things. What scares me is when people go online to some of these, you know, companies that shoot you to the moon or, you know, whatever, and they say, you know, go in, put in your data, and you'll have a pre-approval in 30 seconds. Great. But when it comes to, let's just say, income, you get child support and the child is 16 years old. Can you claim that income? You get Social Security. What do you put in there? What you get before Medicare, after Medicare, what do you put in? You get a 1099 income. You're a truck driver and your sales come to $500,000 a year. Can you use all of that? Those examples, you don't know. If you put in, that truck driver puts in the $500,000. However, the $500,000, he might write off all his gas, depreciating the truck, the tolls, the maintenance, the repairs, some advertising he does, some hotels that he stays in, food. He whittles that down to his $500,000. He truly put in the bank $75,000. Which one are you using? If you put in $500,000 a year in income, you can qualify for whatever you want, really, with a mortgage. Now the tune changed. Now you make $75,000. You put that data in there. Now what do you qualify for? So these are all things that I'm going to walk you through. I do have an online system. Again, it's 1160mortgage.com. Hit apply now, fill it out. Within probably an hour, I'll call you and we're going to go through everything. So I apologize. We ran out of time. I will pick up on tomorrow's show, going through your down payment options that you have, and then we'll kind of take it from there. So I greatly, greatly appreciate you listening. If you would, please give me some feedback. Send me an email to dan.frio@gmail.com. Please give me your questions so I can answer them on the shows. But again, I want to say thank you so much for listening. God bless, and please have a good evening.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.